Hey friends, welcome to a special edition of the Danny Morrell Show. I say it's a special edition because obviously our current circumstances in today's world are of concern, and yet my thought is that if you take the right mental approach to what's going on, they really shouldn't be. I'm talking about the coronavirus. I thought I'd share some thoughts with you. And I want to start off by asking you a question. And that is this: if you were the president of the United States, right, and your generals came to you and say, Mr. and Mrs. President, you know, there's a whole bunch of terrorists, they're about to storm the country right now, what should we do? Your response would probably be, well, get our defense system, right, get our bad guys to go kick their butts. And the reality is that you're not the president of the United States, but you're the president of your body and your being. And right now there's an attack, right? And that attack is this virus. And the message that I have for you is that the number one thing you should be focusing on is your defense system, right? Your army, your soldiers, the soldiers that you have, just like in a real world, if there was a war, right? The soldiers that you have that should be defending your system. Particularly when I talk about your system, I'm talking about your immune system. Okay? It's very, very important that you understand that that should be your number one priority in life right now is your immune system. And so we're going to talk about how to strengthen and fortify your immune system. Now, before I do this, I want to make you a little disclaimer. I'm not a medical doctor. And yet the reality is that you've been conditioned to think that the only people that can give you health advice are medical doctors. I'm gonna let you know right now, there's human beings walking around planet Earth that have never taken any sort of schooling to become medical doctors that are way healthier than our medical doctors. And yet, the reality is that the system doesn't allow you to even see that. There are parents who self-treat homeopathically their children that are some of the healthiest human beings on planet Earth. And so you've got the power and the potential to take care of yourself and your family, right? Quite frankly, I'll let you know, outside of a surgeon or an emergency medical doctor, you have the ability to cure yourself and take care of yourself better than anybody else does, quite frankly. And so that's what we want to talk about today. You don't need to be a doctor. You just need to be a human being that cares about yourself enough, that has the willpower, the ambition, and the desire to take care of yourself and fortify your immune system. Now, my first thought is this. You've got to realize that this virus, if you were to walk outside right now, doesn't exist. The only place that it exists is in your mind. That's it. As of right now, right, unless you physically have it, or unless you physically know someone that has it, the only place that it exists is in your mind. Quite frankly, it's a pretty mild virus from my understanding, right? And for the healthy individual out there, they should be able to, quite frankly, just kick its butt. It's not that big of a deal. The people who are at risk are older people and people with respiratory problems, all right? So just like anything else, right, there's people that beat cancer. There's people that beat the viruses. There are people that never have had a flu shot in their life and they don't ever get the flus. It's because their system, their immune system is strong, right? And so you've got a responsibility right now, more than ever, to fortify your immune system and the immune system of your family. And that should be the message that's being given to us. And yet, it's exactly the opposite of the message that's being given to us. The message that's being fed to us is go wash your hands and go cover your mouths and go stock up on Amazon and go buy medications and go do all these things. That's the last thing you need to be hearing, quite frankly. Will it all help? Yeah. Is it preventative? Sure, absolutely. But the number one thing you should be considering right now is what I've been trying to share with many of you for the last year and a half. Take care of the three most important things that dictate and create what is you, the human being, right? And that could fortify your immune system. And I want to talk about those three things right now. Number one, the mind. Write down the mind. See, you got to take care of your mind right now. Because your mind, in most aspects, is where fear lives. That's why many of us are so attracted to the news. Because if in our lives we are not in control of our lives, if in our lives we're not highly motivated people, if in our lives we don't feel like we have the power to change something, change our finances, change our health, change our relationships, change our destiny, change our future, then guess what? Well, the fear is the only thing that exists. Deep inside, we're afraid. And so we turn to things like the news to give us the emotional charge that we need, right? We're beautiful God-like beings, sentient beings that have the power to manifest and literally imagine and create whatever it is that we want to create. And yet we are manifesting negativity because all we do is look at the news. I'd say right now, if you're serious about beating this, you've got two choices. A, you're going to be a victor and a champion, or B, you're going to be a victim. There is no in between right now. There's no gray. And so if you're going to be a victor, then the first thing you have to declare and decide, I'm going to throw it at you. You do what you want with it because you have, and God gave you the ability of free will and choice. The first thing you've got to do, number one, you've got to stop watching the news. Some of you think I'm crazy. I came back from Ubud, Bali, 7 months ago, and realized that there's people out there that not only don't watch the news, they don't even have TVs. And so I cut my cable right away. Why? Because the more you watch this fear-based message that is the opposite of what you should be hearing, the more afraid you get and the less you focus on what you should be doing. Remember something, the subconscious mind does not know what's real or not real. It doesn't know. That's why you've envisioned being a starter on the basketball team and then all of a sudden it happens. That's why you envision getting that new job and then all of a sudden it happens. That's why you envision saving a certain amount of money, right? Or buying an investment and all of a sudden it happens. Because you literally have the power to envision and manifest whatever it is that you want. And the way to do that is to tell your subconscious mind what it is that you want. Well, right now the planet is telling their subconscious mind the wrong thing. The planet is telling their subconscious mind to be afraid. What the planet should be telling their subconscious mind is get healthy. Get physically, mentally, and emotionally healthy. Now is the time. This is the wake-up call. Everything that you've been doing that you thought was okay, it's not okay. If you're drinking excessively, you know it's not okay. If you're smoking, you know it's not okay. If you're doing drugs, you know it's not okay. If you're eating animals and drinking milk, let me let you know, it ain't okay. Now, you could debate me on that, whatever. I'm letting you know right now, at times like this, let's make it undebatable. Let's just have a little hope. Let's just say, listen, I'm the kind of person that's willing to do whatever it takes, but I'm going to win. Let the rest of the world be afraid. If there's an inkling of a chance that doing something is going to help me, then you know what? Then I'm going to do it at all costs. So number one, you got to stop watching the news. You can't play that game. Because if you play that game, let me tell you, my friends, you are playing the absolute wrong game. Number two, you got to take care of your body. How do you take care of your body? Well, I want you to just think back. What did you eat yesterday and the day before? Just think about it, right? Think about it. Were there foods in there that you ate that are highly inflammatory, meaning they inflame your body? You know what that feels like? All of a sudden, your ring doesn't fit. Your cheeks are all swollen, right? Your eyes are all puffy, right? Your feet are a little bit thicker, right? I'll use thicker as a word, right? You know what that feels like? You feel it. You're like, oh, you feel it in your gut. You feel it in your stomach. Right now is not the time to eat any foods that inflame your body, right? Foods that are laced with high fructose corn syrup, trans fats, high sugar of any sort, right? Animal protein. You don't like me for saying that? Deal with it. Look it up yourself, right? As a matter of fact, I'll challenge you. What do you feel like when you have 2 or 3 glasses of wine and a 12-ounce steak the next day? There's your proof right there. I want you to think about this. This is serious. You can't be eating anything that is highly inflammatory. So you might be asking, Danny, what should I be eating? I think you know the answer. I think deep inside your higher self, I think it's there. It's been muted by what we watch. It's been muted by negative people. It's been muted by society. But I think you know what you should be eating. I think you know you should be only eating organic food right now. I think you know you should avoid any national brand product, Coke, Pepsi, McDonald's. I don't really understand how humans eat McDonald's, but that's another story. Denny's, all of this stuff that we think is okay. So ask your body. Remember what you feel like after you eat it. What if you ate organic vegetables? What if you ate organic berries that are dense in color? Blueberries, blackberries, raspberries. What if you ate organic broccoli? What if you ate organic brown rice? What if for protein you had a little tofu, right? What if you have to have animal protein, you stick to maybe salmon or something right now and make it the best quality salmon? And I know what you're saying. Many of you are saying, well, Danny, that's easy for you. You could buy organic. I can't afford it. I'm going to tell you something once and for all. You can't afford it because you think you can't afford it. And the reality is that if you don't stop that thinking, I want you to challenge yourself. When will you be able to afford it? See, guys, at some point in time, you're going to have to realize that your life is completely under your control. Your destiny is completely under your control. And when you start thinking in this fashion is when you'll have the power to be anything that comes your way. Whether it's negative financial circumstances or whether it's something like this that is out of your control right now. If you feel like you're in control, you can make it in control. And how do you control this thing? By fortifying your mind and fortifying your body. Not only do you be careful to with what goes into your body, but I got to challenge you. I've been saying this for years, for 20 years. Do you wake up every morning and work out? Do you exercise? Because that's how you fortify your immune system. That's how you get your blood flowing on a daily basis. It's non-negotiable right now. It's non-negotiable. Ask yourself, how do you feel when you wake up and work out? How do you feel when you wake up and don't work out? And last but not least, you got to be meditating. Meditation, or if you pray, right? Meditation is the key because it teaches you to go within. It teaches you to go within and have a calm mind. Well, when you have a calm mind, the powers that be and all the negative news cannot affect you. It can't affect you. But that's something that you have to have the willpower to do, and that's something that you have to practice on a daily basis. Or don't, by the way, or don't. The choice is always, has always, and will always be yours. Last but not least, number three, emotions. Emotions. All of these things tie into inflammation of the body. And so I got to ask you a question. Some of you are harboring some negative emotions. You know what I mean. You're mad at your ex. You're mad at your dad. You won't forgive your mom. You haven't talked to your brother. You haven't talked to your cousins. Whatever the case may be, and there's something there that you are harboring that you haven't let go. I'm going to tell you what that is. That's ego and pride. And I'll tell you, people literally get sick because of negative emotions. You've learned to live with it. You think it's normal. Let me let you know, it's not normal. Not normal. You have the power to choose in that. Either A, you're going to give that person power because they've harmed you. And I'm going to let you know something right now. Due to the spiritual work that I've done in the last year, man, oh man, I know some people that have been harmed, violated in negative ways. And yet through deep emotional, spiritual work, they're able to forgive. You have the power to forgive. I'm not saying it's easy. It might be difficult. You might have to shed a tear. You might have to lower that guard a little bit. But I'm telling you right now, if you don't deal with those negative emotions, it's putting right now your health at risk. And so that's my message for today. And you might be listening to this thinking to yourself, okay, I'm ready to do something. What should I do? Well, my life coach and my doctor is a gentleman by the name of Dr. Meltzer. And Dr. Meltzer challenged me to do something that I said, I'm in, I'm doing it no matter what. That's just the kind of guy I am. You challenge me to do something, if it's gonna better my life, I don't ask questions. I tell him, I'm the kind of guy that says, how high do you want me to jump? How fast do you want me to run? Right? There's no pride in ego. There's only a desire to grow and get better. And I would encourage you to think about what your life would be like if you had that same kind of mentality. Anyhow, Dr. Meltzer challenged me, he says, to not chew any food for 5 days. This is a change of season right now. People's immune systems get a challenge right now in this season, right now, through the 1st of March to the 20th of March, right? This is where you see what people's immune system is really all about. And so Dr. Menard challenged me and he said, you know what, don't chew any food for 5 days. It's a cleanse. He taught me that we really should be cleansing our system every quarter because the seasons change, right? And so you could do that by doing a juice fast if you'd like, or a smoothie fast, right? Just put some good almond butter, some almond milk, some spirulina, some brewer's yeast in there, some fruits, some organic fruits, things of that nature, and just cleanse your body out and give your body a rest. Think about, some of you eat 3, 4, 5 meals a day, pumping all kinds of animal product into your body all day long because of the way you want to look. Right now, screw the way you look, quite frankly. You should be focused on how you feel. You should be focused on what's inside, not on what's outside. Listen, on the next episode, I'm going to take it a step further. I'm going to invite you into my home, into my kitchen, and just kind of show you some herbs that I take on a daily basis, some foods that I prepare that are highly alkalinized, and they have very low acidity, and they keep me feeling great. They're really what helped me lose the 30 pounds that I lost or so over the last couple of years and helped me to maintain it off. And so I'm gonna invite you in. If this video has brought you any value, please do yourself and everybody around you a favor and share or tag them if you're seeing this on Instagram, because I definitely believe this is the message that I think should be being given, but it's not being given. And as a result, the world is in pandemonium right now. Let's make no mistake about it. So I encourage you to watch this again. I encourage you to challenge yourself. You know the areas in your life where you're not only not fortifying your immune system, you're actually damaging it. It's up to you to do something about it right now. If you have any questions, post those questions as well. Take care. Bye-bye.